Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Homecoming by Robin Carr, narrated by Therese Plummer.
Chapter 1. When Seth Selesky was a kid, Thunder Point was his playground. Even as a freckle-faced, toe-headed little kid, he'd held this town in the palm of his hand. He could run the fastest, hit the hardest, throw the farthest, and charm the most cantankerous teachers. His two older brothers, Nick and Norm Jr., affectionately known as Boomer, had also had great childhoods, but they never matched Seth's notoriety. He went from beautiful kid to adored adolescent to most popular and accomplished teenager. Great grades, superb athlete, handsome, a good and loyal friend. He'd had it all. And then, at the age of 20, his life took a dramatic turn and all that great luck and good fortune seemed to blow away. Or, if you listen to his father, Norm Selesky, Seth threw it away. So now he was back in Thunder Point, a little scarred and damaged, but whole. And definitely humbled. He'd traveled a long way since leaving town at the age of 18, and if you told him 5 or 10 years ago that he'd return home, he'd have called you a lunatic. Yet here he was, and by choice. This time he was wearing a deputy's uniform. He was 34 years old, and his battle to regain a sense of pride and accomplishment had been mighty and difficult. Seth was taking over the Sheriff's Department Thunder Point substation from Mac McCain. He'd be the officer in charge while Mac moved to a lieutenant's position at the headquarters in Coquille. Seth had been back to town fairly...